Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
The loss to the beef cattle industry because of the pandemic panic, $13.6 billion. That's the word from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as they've released findings from a study that was put together by livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel of Oklahoma State University and a group of his peers. They say it's a $3.7 billion hickey on the cow-calf end of the business, another $2.5 billion this year to the stocker backgrounder segment, and $3 billion worth of losses to the feedlot end of the beef cattle business. In addition, they say if we don't get some relief payments, losses could increase by another $135 per mature cow for an additional impact totaling $4.45 billion in the coming years. Huge economic damage to the beef cattle industry. CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, says that this study clearly illustrates the fact that while the relief funds provided by Congress are a good first step, they're not anywhere close to probably what's going to be needed. He points out that the relief funds, $9.5 billion in a pot of money that Congress allocated and told USDA to spend for coronavirus damage, likely to be split up by USDA among the beef cattle industry, but also specialty crops, and a lot of other folks are raising their hands saying, we need help too. Bottom line, unknown how much of the $9.5 billion that USDA will allocate to the beef cattle business, most certainly not all of it. Dr. Peel and his team, he says the current situation very fluid and uncertain. Additional damages, they say, are likely. Dr. Peel led the group that included Randy Block from Cattle Facts, Don Close from Rabobank, Dr. Amy Hagerman from Oklahoma State University, Jim Robb from Livestock Market Information Center, and Glenn Tonzer from K-State, among others. Now, clearly, there's a lot of damage out in farm country. This beef cattle number will be shown to Congress and the administration to show how real that damage is and how big that damage is. At the same time, though, Scott Bennett, Director of Congressional Relations for American Farm Bureau, reminded a webinar audience in Oklahoma, put on by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau last night, that it's important to tell consumers time and time again that this is not a food safety issue. Especially as we have the reports of these various packing plants, processing plants going down because of workers getting coronavirus.
These plants shutting down, it is not due to a food safety risk. These plants are designed to be disinfected every single day between shifts. They are disinfected for Listeria, E. coli, Salmonella. That same protocol without change kills the COVID-19 virus as well. These plants are safe. A consumer's food is safe.
Farm Bureau's Scott Bennett. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock proud to present Gulf Coast Classic number 5, Thursday, April 16th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 37,400 head, 10,800 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 9,700 weaned calves, 5,500 calves on cows. For details when a lot will sell or for more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.